Yeah, we're in the lion's den now. We're going to do a bit of pitching, aren't we, Steph?
Yeah, we're talking startups. Yeah. I've got Ibrahim here, who has his own startup company. I'm intrigued, Ibrahim. First of all, tell us a little bit about it. It's called Mr. Usta, isn't it?
Yes, it's Mr. Usta.
And what does that mean, Mr. Usta?
Actually, Usta means master guru expert in a couple of Middle Eastern languages,
yeah.
Like Farsi, Urdu. I'm Turkish, it's Turkish also. So we want you to find on our website the masters, the guru, and experts of their businesses.
And what kind of businesses are they?
Actually, we have service providers like painters, plumbers, mechanics, even dance classes, martial art classes. We have more than 200 categories in our database.
That's wonderful. So anything that you might be thinking of doing or something goes wrong in the house. You see, I do struggle with this, finding someone to trust.
Yes, exactly.
And not just Googling for any old plumber, electrician.
Yeah. Exactly. That's where we came from. It's a really big daily problem here in the UAE. So we studied this and we understand that it's a big daily problem and we created
But how
site.
Do you know you can trust them? How are the people on your website trustable? After, do you vet them?
After listing the companies, we are getting ratings from the previous customers. They are coming and rating them. And depending on these ratings, we are sorting them out. So you can see a lot of ratings about the service providers.
Best way to do it.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you go about getting these service providers onto the platform and how do customers go about discovering them?
Before we launched the website, we had a field force and they walked around Dubai and they find the service providers. They take their GPS locations, their pictures, their contact information, and we listed them and we verified them. After that, when the website started to be popular, they add themselves and again we verified them. And we check their details and publish them.
And so as the business has gotten popular, you guys have recently raised some money. You raised $350,000. How did that go? And tell us a little bit about how you went about pitching to investors. I think that's what Mark and Steph are super interested in.
Yeah,
I love the pitching stories, especially the bad ones.
Yeah. How did you do it?
Yeah. When you first have the business model, sometimes you are not very sure about the business model. And first pitching sessions can be really awful because if you are not sure about the numbers and about your business, the questions ask really hard. Investors are very smart and they are very experienced. They can ask really hard questions. But after a couple of pitching sessions, you get really, really experienced and you know your business much more better and it gets better. And of course, depending on the audience, you change your pitching.
How do you protect yourself from someone else pinching your idea? You know, when you're pitching it out there and, I've got this great idea, all I need is some money to float it. Can other people steal your idea?
The ideas are, everyone can come up with the same idea, but execution is more important than coming with the ideas. You need to know the market, you need to know the numbers, you need to know how you execute it. Competitors will be always there, but
yeah.
Execution and having a good user experience and telling your business in a good way is much more important than having the idea.
How many pitches did you have to do before you got investment?
Most probably more than 50, 60.
Because, really?
Yeah, we are joining a lot of competitions, startup competitions. We are meeting a lot of angel investors, VCs. So you do a lot of pitching.
It must be very difficult to keep hope up when you're going in and out of pitches and you're not getting the investment.
Yeah, it's a little cliche, but everyone says it's like a roller coaster being an entrepreneur. Some days you have very good feedback and you are so happy. Some days you have very bad feedback and they don't believe in your idea, you feel very down. But it's important to have good faith in your company so you feel better.
And how long ago did you start pitching for this company?
We started the company 2 years ago. We started pitching around 1.5 years ago.
And we're still calling you a startup?
Yes. We are still got the seed funding. We will try to grow the other markets. So we are still a startup company.
Once you get that funding, how do you decide where you're going to spend that money? I mean, it's all right getting the money, but
yes.
You've got to use it wisely, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. Getting money, first day you are very happy, then you start to worry about what
worry
will
about
I do about this money. Planning is very important there. We will spend all this money to grow our business. We are not saying that everything is done right now. We are finished. We are spending all this money on marketing, developing our website, making a better application, better user interface. So we are planning it. We have really good partners also. We are spending it wisely and in a smart way.
And when it comes to getting someone on board as an investor, I guess you also have to be selective as well, because you don't want to just work with anyone who just wants to throw money at you. It's got to be someone who knows what they're doing as well, has it?
Yes, for startups it's very, very important, because the money is not everything, and you need someone to guide you, you need mentors. And if an investor knows the business and knows the market, and he can guide you really well, and if it's he's experienced or she's experienced, it helps you a lot in this business. And of course, networks are very important. So with your investors, you can really meet with good partners, and they can make you grow.
So what's your next step?
Next step, we are launching the version 2 of our website with a new design, and we are launching the applications soon. They are coming soon, before the end of the year. And we will make a very big marketing campaign and launch campaign. And we will make sure that everyone in UAE using Mr. Rusta to find service providers.
I do like the name, Mr. Rusta.
Mr. Rusta. You're solve any of your problems, won't you?
It's memorable as well, because in English, I'm just thinking of a big rooster.
Whether it's a block
Mr.
sink
Rooster.
Or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you well, Ibrahim, and with your company. And have a wonderful GTEx, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for hosting me.
Yeah, that's one startup business. I know we're going to be chatting to another gentleman very, very shortly who's got another startup. We've also got a competition, Steph.
Yes, don't go anywhere. We are going to be giving you the chance to win business class tickets to Bangkok with Emirates, telling you how you can get in the draw for that. The draw is happening on Thursday. There's only going to be 5 people in it, so if you get into that draw, the odds are incredible. So stick around and have the text number at the ready, 4001.
Absolutely. We are live, of course, here at GITEX through until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Still a lot to look forward to. We've got some books on the way. But Omar, I believe we've got another startup company that's going to be joining us right now to tell us about their little venture.
Yep, we sure do. So we've got Musa, who runs a business called Bridge, and he's going to tell us a little bit about all the stuff that they're involved in terms of payments and how they're making a difference.
So exactly what is Bridge? It's spelled B-R-I-D-G. There's no E on the end of it, is
that's
there?
Right,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
So what is Bridge? Tell us a bit more about it.
Sure. So so picture this. I mean, how many times have you ordered stuff to your house and realized that you haven't got the cash to pay for it eventually?
All the time. All the time. Like, right. You should see the delivery people who've been paid in dirhams. Like, literally 230 dirhams in dirhams from the bottom of a drawer.
Oh, we're talking about coins here, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Right.
You have 230 dirhams in coins? Wow.
I have a lot of coins. I just throw them in the top drawer. In fact, now I have them in little cups, so I have coins from around the world.
Pretty cool.
Very useful. Oh, okay, so somebody comes to your door with something, you ain't got the money to pay for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Okay. And so what we're trying to do is basically make it as easy as possible for you to pay someone at your door using your smartphone.
Okay.
So what if, you have your card, you have your debit card or your credit card, and, half the time or most of the time, people who come to your door don't have the ability to accept payments using that. So what we want to do is basically make it as easy for both sides to be able to accept anything other than cash using smartphones.
So you're kind of turning the phone into a card reader.
To a certain degree, so, yeah.
So how does it differ from a regular card reader? What makes you guys different?
Good question. So Bridge is basically a patented pen. So it's a patented technology that basically allows for two smartphones to process a live transaction using Bluetooth.
Okay.
So that Bluetooth, that technology that you're used to when you're connecting to your car or streaming audio, we've actually utilized that, encrypted it, made it really secure. And now you can use that to process transactions using your smartphone. The great thing about our patent is that we can do it regardless of connectivity. So the guy showing up at your door doesn't have to have a data connection or an internet connection.
That's brilliant.
To process a live transaction.
So how does it work?
Sure. So I won't bore you with the detail, but
we love the detail.
Okay, cool. So let's say I'm a pizza guy. And you call the pizza guy, and the guy says, okay, it's going to cost you $120, getting loads of pizzas.
A lot of pizza.
and you go, okay, well, can I pay with anything other than cash? They'll go, sure, we accept Bridge. Okay, what's that? Well, you download this app. We'll send you a link to it. You download the app, follow the instructions. Onboarding takes about a minute. And what we do is we actually capture your card data, your sensitive data, and we send it straight to a bank-level vault. So it's a vault in the cloud that's really secure, basically sending it to your bank. And we encrypt it, and we do something called tokenization with it. I think John DePato is quite familiar with that.
So, yeah, we sure are. Yeah, so please, go on. Yeah.
So tokenizing basically encrypts your sensitive data and then sends back kind of like a really long ID number that's connected to your really sensitive data. That's saved on your phone.
Okay.
So once that happens, you're now safer using your smartphone to pay for stuff than it would be handing over your actual debit or credit card in a real world environment.
Yeah.
So a pizza guy comes up, says, hey, you know, looks like you you want to pay with Bridge. I'll open up my app. He sees you straight away. He sees your name, so that your device, because it's up and running. He taps your name. Instantly, you get a notification on your phone saying, this is how much you have to pay. You tap pay, and you're done.
I love this. When can I use it? So, have you pitched it yet?
Yeah. I mean, we're raising money right now. We've gotten a couple of investors. We're still closing our round. It's not easy doing something so disruptive. Obviously, we're hoping to get out there with our pilot program in the next month.
Is there anyone who doesn't want you to do it? Because I feel like, you know, the card readers from the bank, it costs a lot of money, doesn't it, to have one of those card readers for your business?
Exactly.
So obviously people make money from those. So do those people not want this?
Not necessarily. I mean, we'd be an excellent sort of partner with them. The name of the game for them is volume. So if you can come to them with a way to increase volume much quicker, then there's no reason why they say no. And we're in talks with them anyway, so no, definitely not. It's just, you know, doing something new is quite challenging.
Yeah, we were just talking to Ibrahim there about pitching and horrific pitch stories. In the beginning, did you have any?
Sure, and we're...
Was it tough?
Every day, yeah. I mean, it's definitely tough. It's not a walk in the park by any means, but it's definitely something that you have to go through. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Moosey, your first customer sat right next to you here, that's Steph. She would love that.
And I've got two phones. Be so fast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you could order, you could pay for your pizza,
two people at
you
once.
Pay yourself, and your McDonald's at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah. We wish you well, Moosa, with your startup, and I'm sure next year we'll be broadcasting here. You'll come and tell us that you've made millions.
Brilliant! Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We're heading to the break. We've got more to come. In fact, we're going to be talking some 3D printing coming up, and also cybersecurity, all on the way here as we broadcast live from Gitex.